Thank the Lord for bringing us together once again before Him. Be it in person or online, I believe the Lord is with us. Let's turn to the Bible. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章, 我们从第一节读到12节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
当希律王的时候, 耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒, 有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说,
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying,
那生下来受犹太人之王的在哪里? 我们在东方看见他的心特来拜他。
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
希律王听见了就心里不安,耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled in all Jerusalem.
他就召集了祭司长和民间文士问他们说基督当生在何处。
Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born.
他们回答说,在犹太的伯利恒,因为有先知记得说,
They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet.
犹大地的伯利恒啊,你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的, 因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来,牧养我以色列民。
And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
当下希律暗暗地召了博士来细问那星是什么时候出现的。
Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared.
就差他们往伯利恒去说,你们去仔细寻访那小孩子,寻到了就来报信,我也好去拜他。
And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him. After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚就俯伏拜那小孩子,揭开宝盒,拿黄金乳香,莫要为礼物献给他。
After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
我是因为在梦中被主指示,不要回去见希律,就从别的路回本地去了。
And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country and by another way.
我们的圣经暂时读到这,请弟兄姊妹可以留言祷告。
Because our Bible reads, okay, let's bow for a word of prayer.
总感谢你,又是一个新的开始。
Lord, we thank you for this new beginning.
这是父母早晨我们同 带着一个简单的信心,带着等候仰望你的心来到你的面前。
You come with simple faith, looking towards you on this resurrection morning.
每次我们来到你面前,我们真是愿意再次借着你的话,再次来认识你自己,认识你在我们身上的旨意。
Each time we gather through your word, we desire to know your will for us.
好像你的话,真是能够更多带领我们走地上的道路。
But may your word lead us on our path here on earth. May we walk in the way that is pleasing to you. But through this familiar account, may you through the Holy Spirit speak it into our hearts.
好像更多能够进到你的心思意念里面,更多体会你的心意。
We may enter into your thoughts and your mind so that we may understand your will. That we may learn how to live before you. But we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
那早上，耶和弟兄姊妹继续来看马太福音。
Let's continue to look at the Gospel of Mark, Matthew this morning.
虽然好像这一段的记载都是我们非常熟悉的一个故事。
Although this may be a familiar account to all of us.
甚至都是一些从小在主学长大小孩子，他们真是能够非常熟悉，甚至都可以告诉我们故事的内容是怎样。
And it may be so familiar to all of us since we grew up on this when we were children in Sunday school.
但是我们知道神的话对我们来说，每一个时刻，每一段时候，对我们来说都是一个新鲜的，不是一个古旧的一些故事而已。
The Lord tells us that every moment is new and fresh, and this account is not merely a story.
也常常借着我们信主年纪的增加，我们在主面前有多一点认识经历的时候，这些话对我们来说好像常常都是非常新鲜的。
And as we grow in our experience, in our walk with the Lord, these stories, this account becomes renewed and refreshed in our hearts. Although this is an old account, an old story, the Holy Spirit speaks it newly into our hearts. And the Holy Spirit speaks to us again to once again reveal to us our spiritual state. Last time I shared about the birth of Christ. We know that Jesus was incarnated through the Holy Spirit in Mary.
She became pregnant immaculately.
This was truly a difficult thing for Mary. And it was hard for Joseph as well.
一个女子还没有婚娶，她就怀孕。
A wife betrothed to him before they were able to be married. She was already pregnant.
耶稣要娶一个还没有迎娶到家的一个女孩子，对他来说也是非常艰难的一件事情。
Having to accept and marry a woman who's already pregnant was a difficult time.
对当时来说，他们要受多少的羞辱，多少的人的轻视。
Can you imagine the amount of humiliation that they had to endure because of this?
但是因着主的使者向他们显现，向他们说话。
But the angel of the Lord revealed himself to him and spoke to him.
他明白原来这是出于圣灵的，是神的旨意。
And he realized that this was from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit. And both of them obeyed and accepted. And so through these two individuals, the Lord incarnated his Son, Jesus. That the will of God may be done and that his promises may be realized. This is what we shared last time. In chapter 2 today, we will look at how these three people, their attitudes toward the birth of Jesus.
我想当时那些人的反应，也常常反映今天这个世代，甚至我们神的儿女的一个真正的光景。
And these people were thinking upon pondering about the condition of the current generation.
至少从我们从刚所读的这段经文里面来看，到底这些人当初是降生的时候，他们是怎样一种情形？
So let's take a look at the condition of the generation during the birth of Jesus.
头一种人就是从东方来的几个博士，他们来到那里要寻找耶稣。
These three magi came from the east, seeking Jesus.
他们要来拜耶稣。
They came to worship Jesus.
我们这样圣经把它翻成这几个博士。
And the Bible translates tells us that these are three magi.
我觉得King James翻得更好，他说他们是智慧人。
And King James
said these are sages, men of wisdom.
And these were well educated.
他们很多的知识。
And they were knowledgeable.
这几个博士，这几个智慧人，可能他们是天文学家。
And know that these.
他们可能是天文学家。
These three magi, they're well educated, were well versed in astrology.
可能他们常常在观看天空那些各种的星辰。
They were able to divine from the stars and the astrological signs.
有一天他们发现有一颗星显得非常特别。
One day they discovered a star that was shining more brightly than the other.
他们为什么看见这颗星的时候，他们怎么知道说有一位王要生在犹太地的伯利犹太地呢？
How did they know there was going to be a king that would be born in Bethlehem from the star?
可能他们读过以色列人的律法书。
Perhaps these three magi have read the books of the law from Israel.
因为在神律法书里面曾经提到有一颗星要出现。
And in these books of the law, they noticed that there was a mentioning of the star.
因为在民数记24章那里，先知巴兰在做预言说。
As it says in Numbers 24.
他说有心要出于雅各，有杖要吸引以色列。有心要出于雅各，有一颗心要从雅各出来。There will be a star
that comes out.
有一颗杖，就是那君王的手中的那个权杖，要从以色列出来。And
the rod that will come out from Israel.
所以当他们看见这一颗心的时候。
So when the
Magi saw these stars,
they thought to themselves, perhaps God is giving them a sign.
So they just understood this star's meaning.
So they were thinking what the star was thinking.
因为他们有这样的心，所以神就启示。 他们让他们知道有位基督要生在犹太地。
So the Lord revealed to them, because they had this heart to seek him out, he revealed to them that the king was to be born.
有一位要生来是犹太人的王，今天生在犹太地。
That there would be a king of the Jews that would be born in the land of Judah.
所以他们就不辞劳苦的从远方来到耶路撒冷来寻找这位王来敬拜他。
So they made this arduous journey to seek out the king of the Jews. So God, through the star, led them to
Jesus.
So when they came to land, they asked, where is the king of the Jews to be born? And they divine that he was to be born in Bethlehem. And that's where they went. And the star lead them until they reached the very place of Jesus. We know the Lord Jesus was not simply a child in the manger. And he was not a baby in the manger at this time. He was already a child. And when they held this child, they bowed down and presented their gifts.
这一般东方来的这几个博士智慧人，他们代表什么呢？
These men of knowledge, these magi from the east, what did they bring with them?
他们还是代表一般，他们因为寻找真神来外邦人。
They were Gentiles that were seeking after the king.
You
know, our God does not have a favorite.
以所书第二章呢，告诉我们说呢，福音是要传给那些近处的人，也要传给那些远处的人。It
says that the gospel will be preached to those who are near, those who are far.
近处人就是指的犹太人来说的。Those
who are near refer to the Jews.
你说犹太人他们有神的律法，他们知道神的旨意。The
Jews have the law of God. They know the will of God.
神的应许之约也都是赐给他们的。
God's promises, covenants were all given to
them.
So the Jews were indeed closer to God. Those who were living afar refer to the Gentiles.
Because
those Gentiles were living on earth without
God.
And they were far away.
但是我们知道，若是一个人有一颗敬畏神的心，他愿意寻求神。
But if there's someone who has a heart that fears God, will seek after Him.
他愿意明白神的真理。
They will come to understand the truth.
神的就乐意来启示他们，乐意让他们认识主耶稣基督。
And God will reveal to them the truth and bring them to come to know the Lord Jesus. Because they heard the gospel, believed in it, and were saved. We know that Luke says when the salvation is for all people.
不只是犹太人，也包括外邦人。
Not just for the Jews, but all for Gentiles as well.
包括所有的人。
Including all everyone.
这些从远方来的这些外邦人，这些智慧人。
But these Magi, men of wisdom.
虽然他们住在远方，住在非常遥远地方。
Although they live in a far away place.
所以神就借这颗心来启示，原来犹太王要生在犹大地。
But the Lord revealed to the Magi where the king would be born.
所以我们看见我们神是在恩待所有的人。
So God is graciously dealing with these people.
他是个不偏待人的神。
He is an impartial God.
在使徒行传里记载有一个人叫哥尼流。
We know that in Acts, he records a person named.
他是外邦人，他是罗马的一个百夫长。
He's a Korean that was he's a Roman.
圣经告诉我们说他是一个虔诚人，他是一个敬畏神的人。
The Bible tells us he was a devout person.
他好像周济百姓。
He was helping the people as well.
所以他敬畏神，但是他不认识神，他也不认识主耶稣基督是谁。
He was devout, but yet did not know who Jesus is.
所以神就借着彼得把福音来传给他。So
Peter shared the gospel with him.
当他听见彼得所传福音的时候，他就相信，他就接受了。And
when he heard the gospel from Peter, he accepted it.
所以彼得再来说呢，神是不偏待人的。And
Peter said he didn't bear that God is fine.
在各国当中呢，有敬畏神、行义的人呢，神主都悦纳他们。
All those who accept all those who believe in him from all nations. So these Magi had a heart to seek after the Lord, the Lord led them.
今天我们看见在地上有许多人被称为是博士的人。
So today we'll be looking at these people who are called Magi.
我们想到博士，我想的确，他们的确有很好的学问，他们有很多知识。
So when we think of the word Magi, we know that they were well-educated men, were very knowledgeable.
但是一个博士不见得他是个智慧人。
But those who are well-learned does not necessarily mean they are.
所以我们看到许多地上人称为博士的人，他们看这个宇宙万物的时候。
So Imagine our equivalent to the PhD today. And PhD, when they look at this world, they look at the world and the universe and they see that it operates on these laws. Although all of these may have a lot of knowledge in
their
culture, but when they look at the universe and how it operates,
他们说这是大爆炸所产生的一个宇宙万物。They
reason to themselves that this is a result from the Big Bang.
他们不相信有一位真神，有一位创造万有的神。
And they reject the idea that there is a creator.
神看这些人呢是有一面。
And the Lord sees these people as fools.
因为诗篇14篇那里告诉我们说，一面人心里说没有神。
Because in Psalm chapter 14. There is a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. When these well-learned people look at the universe and see how great it is, their hearts should think there must be a God.
Imagine, it had the same heart.
The Lord was able to bring them to come to know the true God, the true Lord.
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Because he upholds all things by the word of his power.
So we can see the whole universe being made by God, and it has a continuous
impact. So we see that the Lord has given the celestial
bodies,
arbitrary patterns. And these laws of physics speak to the existence of God.
所以诗篇十九篇乃说诸天述说神荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
As it is written in Psalm 19, does the heavens tell the glory of God?
保罗在罗马书第一章二十九那里告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 1:20, Paul says,
他说自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Since the creation of the world, the physical attributes that are learned by nature, and all they were, although these were invisible attributes, but it has been made understood that they were not
acute.
So all of creation speaks to and testifies to the
existence of God.
For although these words testify of the physical attributes, these are made understood. When Paul reached Athens, bringing the gospel there,
他看见那雅典，他们有个敬畏神的，信他们在那里设一个祭坛，说这是卫士之神。
And he saw that they had set up an altar that said to the unknown God.
然后就在告诉他们说，你们所不认识的神所敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
He says, to this unknown God, I will reveal to you who this God is.
这创造宇宙万有，其中万物的神呢，就是天地的主。他不是在人所造的殿里面，好像他缺少什么，需要人来服侍他。And
he does not dwell in the temple made by men.
他将生命气息万物赐给人。And
he gives life to all.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上。 且预先定准了他们的年限和所住的疆域。他们先预先定准了他们的年限，就他们年纪和他们所住的疆域疆界。要底下很重要一句话说，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。
And he asks them, and you seek after the Lord, he will receive
him.
In actuality, he is very close to us. Because in all and everything, they are.
So, we can see that the creator of the world, he is not far
from us. So, this God who created everything is close to us.
我们生活动作都会感受到，原来有一个创造宇宙万有的神。
In all things, we know that there is a God who creates.
人若真的寻求他、揣摩的话，就可以得着认识他。
In all those who seek after him, can find.
所以，看见整个宇宙创造是非常的伟大，非常的好像也是非常美丽的。
We know that the creation of the universe is a beautiful thing.
人的受造更是奇妙。
And the creation of man is even more so.
以前听徐华弟兄传福音的时候
we listened to our brother who shared the gospel.
他是一个医生
and this brother is a doctor.
所以他讲到人这个我们这个受造的人的身体的结构实在非常复杂，也是非常细腻。
And he once shared that human body is a delicate, meticulous structure.
实在是非常奇妙的一个塑造的人。
It's a very complex and created man. It's amazing.
即使今天医学科技非常进步，我想人对我们这个人塑造也不能完全明白。
And even with all the technologies and findings that today we still cannot fully understand a human body.
但是一个愚昧人他怎么说呢？
But what is the fool say?
一律是告诉我们说，我们人是从烟火进化而来的。
The fool say that we evolved from ape.
他们却不相信人是神所创造的。
And they do not believe that man was created by God.
所以，看见这几位从东方来的智慧人。
So these wise men that from the east.
他们看见这颗奇特的星
they had this star.
他们就要寻找，他们就要来想要明白，来认识他。
They desired to know, seek out who the star was pointing
to. 是神就启示他们，借着这颗星呢，把他们带领到那上来。
And so the Lord led them through the star.
这颗星呢，最终就把他们引到这个小孩子的那里去。
And so the star was led them to where the child was.
这一颗星好像还发出来光呢，就像圣灵的光在那里显启示出来、显明出来。
The brightness of the star was like the brightness.
把人引到基督的面前。
And this light had led them to.
所以，我们看见圣灵的启示，总是把人带到基督的面前。
So through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, they were brought before the Lord.
不是把人带到人的面前。
They were not brought before men.
因为圣灵来的工作就是要荣耀基督，就要高举基督。
For the work of the Holy Spirit to lead us to Jesus, to elevate us.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们看见，凡是出于神的启示，凡是出于圣灵的启示，一定是把我们带到基督的面前来。
So through the will and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we are brought to Christ.
一定是当荣耀基督。
And the purpose is to bring glory to Him.
所以我们经常说，什么是圣灵的工作
？So we can say, what is the work of the Holy Spirit?
今天许多人说这个是圣灵工作，那是圣灵工作。
We often say, oh, that's the Holy Spirit.
但是到底这些圣灵工作是把我们带到哪里去？
But what is the ultimate goal of the work of the Holy Spirit?
若是把我们带到基督的面前，我想那就是对的。
The ultimate goal is to bring us before the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说到我们是世上的光。
Lord says we are the light of the world.
世上光的光是指的什么呢？
What is the light of the world? Speak to
us.
Speaks to the testimony that we have in our lives here on earth.
So, we should say, 当人看见你的好行为的时候，就把荣耀归给神。
All those who see your good behavior, your good deeds will bring glory to you.
这是光的一个目的。
This is the purpose of light.
所以同样，我们今天在地上服侍，我们在那里学习跟随主的时候。
So while we are serving here on earth and learning to follow Him,
我们所有服侍都是为了把人引到基督的面前来。
All of our service, the ultimate purpose is to bring others before Jesus Christ.
不是要叫人更多认识我是什么人。
And the purpose is not to bring others to know who I am.
乃是叫人更多认识基督。
But the purpose is to bring others to more knowledge of Jesus Christ.
这是个真正的服事。
This is true service.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见那一天这一颗心的照出来光，就把这几个智慧人引到基督那里，引到这个小孩神面前。
So brothers and sisters, these wise men were led by the brightness of the star of the child.
当他们看见那小孩神的时候，他们就在那俯伏敬拜他。
These group of wise men saw the child, they bowed down and worshipped him.
他们那时候看见不过是个小孩子而已。
Although on the outside he was just a child.
但他里面却知道他是那生来受王的那位。
But the wise men knew that Jesus Christ was born to be the King of the Jews.
这位王他是有尊贵荣耀威严的一位王。
He's a king that has glory and power and might.
他们就在那敬拜他。
So they bowed down.
若是一个人以外貌来认识这个小孩子，认识这个基督的话。
If we go, if we try to understand Jesus by physical appearance,
人不会敬拜他。
You look at the child and they would not worship him.
甚至会拒绝他。
And they may even have rejected him.
所以我们看当耶稣生活在地上的时候，
The Lord Jesus was living.
犹太人是以外貌来认识耶稣。
And if many people judge him by his appearance.
看他不过是个拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he saw him and thought he was just a mere Nazarene.
他是个面前的儿子而已。
He is just the son of a carpenter.
不认识站在他面前这位就是神，他里面是神的生命。
And the people did not recognize the life within him that he is the son of God.
他是神儿子在肉身上显现。
He is the son of God in this life.
因着他以外貌来认识耶稣。
But they were trying to know Jesus.
最终他们就弃绝了他。把他钉在十字架上。
So in the end, they forsook him and nailed him to the cross.
正如保罗信主之前的光景。
As to the condition of Paul before he came to believe.
因着他以外貌来认识基督。
He also looked at Jesus.
他以为他在侍奉神。
And he thought that he was serving God.
但是没有想到他是在逼迫耶稣。
But he did not know, he did not realize
he was
actually persecuting
Jesus.
And he was arresting those who believed in Jesus. One day on his way to Damascus, the Lord opened his eyes. And Jesus revealed to him that he recognized Jesus
as
his
son.
And his life was changed. And from then on, he served the Lord
for
the rest of his life. So, Colossians says, no longer he knows Jesus from the outside. But it's just many of us come to know the Lord from the outside.
乃是从内心深处里面有圣灵的启示，让人认识耶稣基督他是谁。
But through the inner working of the hearts of the Holy Spirit, we come to know who Jesus is.
所以保罗也在祷告说，求父将那智慧启示的恩赐给我们。So
Paul prays that the Holy Spirit may give us the spirit of revelation.
使我们真知道他。That
we may come to true knowledge of Him.
只有圣灵启示，因为我们才真认识他是谁。
Only by the Holy Spirit can we come to true knowledge of Him.
所以他们看见这个小孩子的时候，他们将敬拜他。
So when the wise men saw this child, they bowed and
worshipped.
And they presented their gifts.
所以看见当一个人真正在敬拜耶稣基督的时候,
so when we see when someone is truly worshipping the Lord,
人必会把贵重礼物献给他，因为他是配的。
We must give our best to Him. He's worthy.
一个人若是真的在真实的心灵里面敬拜神，敬拜主的时候
，We worship Him. We worship the Spirit.
万物必然一定有奉献。
Must have an offering.
一个真正敬拜里面敬拜神摸到神的人。
Because those who are worshiping Him, those who have been touched by God, there is something that you must offer. And the Lord does not desire us to offer anything in the material world. Because everything in the world belongs to the Lord. Everything in the world belongs to
Him.
The Lord does not lack anything. He is the one who gave life to all people.
So
the Lord wants to see to what degree that we truly worship Him. And through the Holy Spirit, He will reveal to us our true spiritual condition.
所以我们看见这几个东方来的智慧人，So
these wise men,
他们外面所带的不过是个小孩子而已。They
when they came, they saw that he was but a child.
为什么他们能够俯身敬拜呢？So
we asked, why were they able to bow down and worship?
为什么他们能把这些贵重的礼物奉献给他呢？
How were they willing to send these gifts to him?
因为他们是里面的看见。
Because they saw from within. They were able to see who he truly was. They were willing to bow down and
worship.
Our spiritual condition today is the same. In us, how much do we truly worship? How much we worship
how much we offer.
What we offer to God in our life is our spiritual condition. How much you worship? Because what's within time will be manifest on the outside.
当他们解开宝盒，把黄金、乳香、木料为礼物献给耶稣，献给他的时候。
When the wise men opened their gifts and presented their gifts of frankincense and myrrh, their gifts were both to what Jesus was and what He will
offer.
Gold speaks to His character. Gold speaks to His majesty, His preciousness.
他生命何等纯洁明亮。And
how bright life is.
当乳香就讲到他的复活生命所散发出来的馨香之气。And
frankincense speaks to His resurrection.
这馨香之气升到天上满足父神的心。And
the frankincense the fragrance would rise to the Lord and He will be clean.
这馨香之气吸引人愿意来亲近他。
And this incense also draws all people did.
所以弟兄们，使我们来到神面前，来到主面前，我们亲近他，我们在那里就感受到他何等的馨香，何等甘美。我们就感受到这个生命何等的香甜。能够滋润我们的心，能够叫我们里面的灵能够更新起来。
And it renews and revives our heart.
末了就讲到他受死的苦。
And the mirth speaks to the death that he must suffer.
所以这三样礼物正好说明主耶稣基督在地上整个生活的一个表现。
So these gifts are a representation of what the Lord will go through on earth.
约翰第一章十八节告诉我们说，从来没有人看见过神。
In the Bible writes that there is no one has ever seen her.
唯有父怀送独生子将他表明出来。
Only the one, the Son, has revealed him.
这父怀送的独生子耶稣基督在地上就把神的性情美德把它解释出来。
And only his beloved Son, his only begotten Son, has made
him perfect. 让我们认识这位神是怎样的神。
And through Jesus, we come to know who God is.
他在地上生活时散发一股馨香之气。
And he lived a life that was pleasing to the Lord.
我们知道这馨香之气呢是借着死而散发出来的。
And we know that frankincense was. Sorry.
这个馨香之气是借着死而散发出来的。
And this frankincense fragrance came forth from his death.
因为他在地上。是走在一条十字架道路上。
The Lord walked this path of the cross.
因为他舍己，他顺服。
He obeyed and followed the Lord.
顺服到底，舍己到底，以致死在十字架上。
And he obeyed the Lord, even until the death of the cross.
就把这复活生命把表明出来，散发出来。
The life of the resurrected life would be.Made known, made me manifest.
他这一生的道路，最终就走在十字架道路上，最终被钉在十字架上，在为我们受死受苦。
The Lord walked the path of the cross. At the end of this path, he was nailed to the cross. Died, suffered for us.
所以，这几个博士把这三样礼物献上之后，就把主耶稣基督一生就把它发表出来了。
So through the gifts presented to Jesus by these wise men, we can see these representations of what the Lord went through in his life.
感谢主，这是当主耶稣降生的时候，同一班人他们对主的降生的反应一个表现。
We thank God that this is the first presentation of how the Lord was received on earth when he was born.
第二种人，或者第二代人，就是西王和耶路撒冷合成的人。
So the second group of people that knew about him was Herod.
当西王听见说有一位生来要做犹太人的王的时候
，When King Herod heard that there was a king of the Jews to be born,
他心里不安。
He was troubled.
因为似乎好像这。降生要做犹太王，对他是一种威胁。
As if the birth of Jesus was a threat to his power.
他是当时的今天的王。
He was the king at the time.
后来我们就看见他要把两岁以下男孩子全部都把他杀掉。
In order to retain his power, he ordered the execution of all children, male children.
我们知道这是背后是仇敌的诡计，是仇敌的一个工作。
We know that it was the enemy, Satan, who was pulling the strings behind him.
要破坏神的计划，破坏神的旨意，不能够应验。
Satan wanted to prevent the will of the Lord's plan from coming to fruition.
正如摩西出生的时候。
You remember the birth of Moses?
埃及的法老王要把以色列刚生下男孩子都把他杀害掉。
Pharaoh ordered the execution of all male boys who were recently born. By doing this, the The population of the Israelites would drastically dwindle.
那神为人预备那个救赎的工作，然后就不基督就不能出现了。
But if this truly happened, if Pharaoh succeeded, God's plan would have not come to fruition.
我们看在以斯帖记的时候，同样发生的事情。
We see another similar event that happened.
在以斯帖那里，有一个亚玛利人，他是个恶人，叫哈曼。
So we see there was a in Esther. We see that there was a terrible man named Haman.
他在那边设计要把所有犹大人呢灭绝掉。
And Esther recorded that this Haman wanted to obliterate.
那是犹大人，犹大民族被他灭绝掉的话，那神应许说，从犹大要出一个君王就不可能应验了。
Haman wanted to destroy the people of Judah, but he succeeded. Had Haman succeeded, the Messiah, the King of the Jews, would be in the
future.
And we see here King Herod trying to do the same thing. The minute he heard that there was someone going to be king, he devised a way to try to get rid of
him.
We see behind him there a person pulling the string is the king of this world, that is
Satan.
But this world is under the dominion of evil. He is the king of this world and the king of all the
But
on that day, one day, another king was to be born. He wanted to prevent this child from becoming one day the king of all.
所以我看见这就是撒旦的诡计，这就是西律王在我所做的事情。
These are the schemes of Satan. These are the schemes of Herod.
他心里不安。
Herod has trouble.
但是在这里告诉我们说，耶路撒冷何等人也不安。
And those are all around him. Those in the entire kingdom are also troubled.
我们信息这些犹太人，他们心中是有盼望，盼望弥赛亚基督来，能够拯救他们。
The Jews had hope that their Messiah would come and save them from their But when they heard that the child, the king of the Jews, would be born, they were troubled. Know that they were under the authority, the rule of the Romans. When we come to read Acts,
好像当时的犹太人虽然在罗马政权底下，好像他们过生活好像还是蛮不错的。
You know from Acts that the Jews, although they were under the thumb of the Romans, they seemed to be living a relatively good life.
好像没有受什么太多限制，好像也是自由自在在他们家过生活。
They seem to be living relatively free without any restrictions.
也许有些权利他们不能享受。
And they would enjoy some privileges.
就整个来说，好像他们是蛮自由的人。
So relatively speaking, they seem to be pretty free.
现在有人要出生了，做他们的王，要来管理他们。
And now they heard that their king would be born and will come to rule over them.
他们不安，就是因为那么真理要做我们王的时候的人，你要管理我们。
They were all troubled with this news because they felt to themselves that someone was going to rise up and govern them.
我们就不能够再过自己的生活。
They feared that they would be able to live the lives that they were already living.
我们就不能够再照自己的意思来过生活。
They could no longer live according to their own way.
So 很显然，他们里面就不安起来了。
So so it's very, very obvious that it became trouble. He had accepted that life under the Romans was pretty good.
主降世的时候，就把这般人里面的心、真实的心就显露出来了。
So the news of the birth of this king revealed what the new Jerusalem truly felt.
外面的是好像他们是一般等候弥赛亚要来的人。
From the outside, it seemed to be of people who wanted the Messiah to come.
他们拯救主很快就来到了。
And their savior would come soon.
但是他们心里却不安起来。
They seem to want this, but when they heard the news of this,
圣灵出来的时候就把人真情就显露出来了。
So when the news reached them, it revealed what was in their hearts.
使徒保罗也告诉我们。
The apostle Paul also tells us this.
当主第二次再来的时候，要显明人里面的隐情。
The Lord, when He comes again, will reveal all those of what truly went into him.
当主再来的时候，就把每个人实际的光景就显明出来了。
Each and every one of our own true conditions will be revealed when He comes again.
当主第二次再来的时候，当显明人真情的时候，整个事情就已经定规了。
When the third comes again, our true nature will be revealed, and everything will be.
因此，我们实在需要求主怜悯我们。
So we must ask the Lord to be merciful to us.
当主还没有再来之前，他就来，就先来显明我们真一位真情。
That before it revealed to us our true self.
好叫他拯救我们，脱离我们这些的光景。
That we may be saved from our true self.
你说当主再来的时候来显明的时候，那已经来不及了。
Because when He revealed to us the second coming of the Lord, it will already be too late.
好，第三种人就是这些祭司长和文士们。
And the third type of person is the chief priest.
这些宗教领袖们，他们是熟悉律法，他们是教导律法的人。
These chief priests are religious people and those who taught religion.
所以当西律在问他们说，基督当生在何处的时候。
They taught the law, and so when King Herod told them about this Messiah,
他们马上回答说是在犹太地的伯利恒。
When Herod asked them where he was before, they answered they will be born in Bethlehem
in
Judea. And they quoted the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
我们看见这一般人非常熟悉神的话。
See that these two people were very familiar.
当西律问的时候，他们毫无犹豫的，他们马上能答出来，因为答案非常准确。
They were very well versed in the law, so that when Herod asked them where that was before, they answered me.
有时候你真是觉得不如这些人。
Sometimes you may think that we're nowhere close to these people.
有时候你要翻说，你家是在哪里啊？恐怕呢还要翻一阵子。
We may feel ashamed that we are unable to turn to the Book of the Bible, for example, where is the entrance to Judea?
但他们不需要去找，他马上答出来。
But these priests, they were seeing how to look through it. They knew exactly where the passage was.
虽然他们十分熟悉神的律法、神的话。
Although these chief priests were well versed in God's law and God's word,
他们也知道犹君王要生在犹大帝的伯利恒。
And even though they knew that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem,
但是这位君王已经降生了，他们还不知道。
But strange that they did not know the Messiah was born.
而现在，他们也已经知道说，现在这位君王已经降生了，他们有没有要去寻找？
Or they knew that the king that I would be born, but it's strange that it came out.
更不要说要去敬拜他，要把银献给他。
And the chief priest did not go to him, not present gifts to him or worship him.
所以很显然，这些人他们除了圣经的知识
，So these chief priests they were well versed in the Bible.
没有属灵的实际。
But in regards to their spiritual reality, they were in spiritual
darkness.
So these chief priests would later become one of the biggest opponents to
Jesus.
Chief priests are also a when we are studying the word of God, but do we truly desire for Jesus coming? Are we truly waiting for his second coming, expecting
him?
Is he the king who was born to be our king? But it's just that we often do not treat the Lord as our king in our lives.
我们需要查考圣经，我们需要好好研读圣经。
What we often trap ourselves
as academics, we
have a heart to give the word to receive him, to keep
him.
We have this heart to understand his will, to walk in his will, we have this heart for him. First in our hearts,
we
remain in our hearts.
Oh,
Christmas is marked today of the birth of Jesus. But how many people celebrating this holiday are really seeking after the Lord?
大部分都是借那个假期吃吃喝喝，彼此赠送礼物。
Christmas often used as a holiday for
Jesus.
Is there anyone who wants to present precious gifts to Jesus? This is the true nature, the current position of
Jesus.
The first stanza reads, though Christ 1,000 times suffered
before,
he's not born to save thy soul. Oh, if he's not born in thee, thy soul is still for
more.
Cross until Gonzalo will never save that soul. Only the cross and the dying own heart alone can be
healed.
So today, we can celebrate 1,000 times Jesus' birth
in Bethlehem.
Mankind can celebrate the birth of Jesus every year. But if the Lord is not born on your own,
his
Savior, salvation would not be manifested. The cross, that physical structure outside the church building, cannot save us. Cannot save those who are sitting inside the church building. Unless this cross is within our own heart, He is the one who will heal us from our diseases. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，这就是当时主耶稣降生时候地上几种不同人的表现和回应。
It's because he wanted to be born
in our own
heart.
He was
nailed to the cross on the
cross
and
died
for us. The purpose was for us to accept him as
our Lord and Savior.
The outward things are not
going to
save
us.
Only the thing within
can save us.
So this is what we call spiritual reality.
那早上既然耶稣基督降生这件事情,
so through the sharing of the birth, we may have renewed meditation on
that.
We have more understanding. We understand that the Lord is the Lord of the earth.
从前我们在世界最罪人的王，死救了我们王。
The Lord has become our King, this world.
撒旦魔鬼做了我们的王。
We were born and we were Satan with our King.
但是因着相信主耶稣基督，今生要做我们的王，主耶稣基督要做我们的王，这是他真正降生的目的。所以巴不得这一段似乎好像我们非常熟悉的一个故事。
Although this is a story that we're all very familiar with, we pray that the Holy Spirit once again explain the story to us in our heart. That through this account, we will once again see our true
vision.
And that we pray the Lord will save us from this. That he may reveal to us the true purpose of
his
grace. That is to accept him as our Lord and Savior. That we may be able to be saved. He is not only our Redeemer, but he is also our life. And he was born to be a king. He will govern us, lead us. The Lord lead us
to
his grace. This old story be spoken directly to the depths of our hearts. And we also be like the wise men who come to seek after him. To offer ourselves to
him.
This is the true purpose and meaning of the birth of
the Lord.
Let's bow for a word of prayer. Thank you for giving us your word this morning.
把话赐给我们。
You truly reveal to us the true meaning of the birth of Jesus.
求你启示我们的主降生的真正意义。
That he was born to be our King and our Savior.
他的出生就是为我们都成为我们的救主，我们的王。
And all this, although this is a simple story, we never forget the great meaning behind it. Lord, we thank you for once again. And may you keep your word forever.
求你将我的话藏在我的心中。
We pray this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ.
我祷告是奉儿子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.